ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important question, and that question is about the meaning of the word zuhud, or asceticism. As you know, asceticism, or zuhud, is one of the primary and most central Islamic virtues, and it's been encouraged by, you know, the Holy Quran and the Hadith, and also the great saints within the history of Islam. But unfortunately, there's a lot of ambiguity surrounding the meaning of the word asceticism in zuhud. The reason for this is that we see that, unfortunately, in Islamic history, a lot of people now, sometimes with good intentions and sometimes with incorrect intentions, they adopted a form of asceticism, right, under the influence of foreign factors. You know that in a lot of religions, the concept of relinquishing the world, right, it has a very specific form, in the sense that, for example, we see that a lot of Buddhist monks, you know, they relinquish the world. How do they do that? For example, they go and live in a monastery in the mountains. They never get married, right? They don't work, right? They just, you know, go from house to house begging, you know, and that's how they, and they spend their time meditating, right, in the mountains. And you know, this is their form of asceticism, right? This is their form of zuhud. Or like, for example, we see in some religions such as Jainism, right? The relinquishing of the world is, it goes to the extreme of the person not even wearing clothes, right? For example, he walks around naked, you know, in the streets. He doesn't have a house, he doesn't have clothes, he doesn't even have clothes, right? So, you know, so these are forms of asceticism. And in Islamic history, unfortunately, when Muslims came into contact, right, through wars and through the influx of foreigners in Islamic lands and in the Arabian Peninsula, with these different religions and these different ideologies and different philosophies, a lot of times, right, these different ideologies and philosophies and religions, they had an effect on the Muslims, right? And a lot of people, you know, they adopted concepts that, from those religions, those ideologies, and asceticism. The asceticism that some Muslims adopted incorrectly was because of this. Right? So this has created an ambiguity in this word. In this word, fortunately, our Aimma alayhimus salam, under the light of the guidance of the Holy Quran, have elucidated the meaning of what asceticism is. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following: asceticism, zuhud, is the key to the door of the hereafter and immunity from the fire. And it is to abandon all those things that preoccupy you from Allah, neither experiencing regret upon their loss, nor self-admiration for having abandoned them, nor awaiting deliverance from them, nor seeking praise on account of them, and nor anything else in exchange for them. Rather, you see their loss as a source of comfort and their presence as a source of misfortune, such that you consistently run away from misfortune and seek refuge in comfort. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the meaning of asceticism in Islam under the guidance of the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.